If you're scratching your head and are out of ideas on how to create content for your website and social media, I've got you covered. Today, I'm going to show you how you can generate ready-to-publish content with little effort using ChatGPT. This video is going to save you a lot of time and money, so make sure you watch it all the way through. And if you're new to the channel, hi, I'm Kurt from OneBase Media, and for years we've helped hundreds of local businesses get more leads, more customers, and ultimately make more money. In these videos, we uncover everything so you can do the same. And if you don't want to miss any of these videos, join our community, hit that subscribe button and the bell icon to get notified. Now you might ask, why do I need more content for my website? Put simply, it's a great way to generate more traffic and build authority for your website. In today's video, I'll be generating content for a plumbing website, but this applies to all service-based websites and businesses. Let's start by generating blog ideas for our plumbing website. So first, we'll go to SEMrush and put in the link to the top plumbing website in our city. You can do the same by putting in the link of your biggest competitor in your industry. You can see it's getting a huge amount of organic traffic, and when we click on it and then select the pages tab, it shows us all the top pages which are pulling in the highest amounts of traffic each month. You can see the majority of top pages that are generating traffic are blog posts. This blog post alone is generating more than 4,000 new traffic per month. This is a great way to generate more visitors to your site and convert them into lead. And this is because someone who is facing this issue with their boiler will go to this page, read the information, then they will most likely go to the homepage, fill in this section, and boom, you've got a lead. You want to do the same with your website. So start by opening up ChatGPT. Now, before we proceed any further, here's a word of caution. Most businesses just ask ChatGPT to write them a blog post on a topic, and ChatGPT then generates a very low quality article. We don't want that. Instead, when writing your prompt, it should be specific with proper details. This is how you use ChatGPT for the best results. First, we want to find ideas for our blog posts. So put in this prompt: brainstorm me 20 ideas for a local plumbing business that I can use for blog post topics on my website. Now you want to take one of the ideas that ChatGPT has generated for us and search it on Google. As you can see, this website has written a blog post on frozen pipes and how to prevent them. Then copy the link to this blog and paste it in SEMrush. You can see just this one article alone is bringing in more than 24,000 visitors a month. Here we can also see all the keywords that this blog is ranking for. Now we know this is a good blog to write as it is getting a lot of monthly traffic. We'll go to ChatGPT and ask it to write us a blog on this topic. We'll ask it to include headline ideas, steps to follow, real life examples and tips. You can pause the video to write down the exact prompt that we're using. So we can see ChatGPT has given us a great structure for this blog, but we're not going to use it as it is. We will put in this prompt to make the introduction more detailed and more professional. Voila! This introduction is much better than the previous one. As you can see, it's more engaging and the tone is professional yet friendly. It sounds like it's the product of real intelligence instead of the artificial variety. It's given us a great introduction and a real life example, but of course this is still AI generated. So go over what ChatGPT has produced and make a few edits and changes where you think they're required. Once you've done that, you'll have the first part of your blog ready. Next, we will ask ChatGPT to expand each step with more information by putting in this prompt. It's generated a whole lot of information, but we want to make it more concise. So we'll put in this prompt: limit this to 400 words, use bullet points and stats. There you go. It's generated a well-written part of this blog. Once again, remember to check this information by either searching on Google or using your experience to see if the statistics are correct. Same thing with how to do it section. Check if the information is correct. And in the real life example section, put in an example of your experience from a job you've done. Now we can do this for all the steps one by one. So type, repeat the same now for step two. As you can see, it has generated very well written content. Just verify the information with your expertise. You just have to keep on putting in this prompt for all the steps till you have a complete blog post. Now, if you just told ChatGPT to write you a blog post on this topic, it would have generated a very low quality and generic blog. So instead, you want to break it down into steps, from introduction to each step, and then finally a conclusion. So once you've published this blog onto your website, then you want to link it to your relevant service page. So for example, this blog post is about frozen pipes. So link it to your frozen pipe service page. If you have a blog on boiler errors and how to fix them, link that one back to your boiler service repair page. We can see that the top plumbing website that we showed you at the start of the video also internally links all their blogs to their service pages. You can see this blog is internally linking to their annual servicing page. So when we click on the link, it will take us to their annual boiler servicing page. This creates hyperlinks throughout the websites and helps you rank for multiple keywords. Next, let's use ChatGPT to help us create video content. Let's say you want to create videos for your YouTube channel where you'll give out free advice on plumbing. So go to ChatGPT and put in this prompt: brainstorm me 20 video ideas for a local plumbing business. These will be helpful videos we'll be regularly posting on YouTube. Our target audience are homeowners that want information on how to improve the plumbing in their homes. Now ChatGPT will generate 20 video ideas for us. Select one idea and search for it on YouTube. You can see all these videos related to our topics. This video is 10 years old and has 2.5 million views. Similarly, all these videos have huge amounts of views. This video is a much recent upload, just a year ago, and has 87,000. This one video alone is getting 7,000 views a month. So think about the exposure you'll get if you build a video on this topic. So go back to ChatGPT and put in this prompt. Build me a video brief for this topic. How to unclog a drain step-by-step guide. Break the video down into sections with a detailed brief. Now ChatGPT has given us a breakdown of how to structure the video, including timestamps for each section. Next, for the script, we'll put in this prompt into ChatGPT. Give me a video script for this. ChatGPT has given us a whole script from the earlier breakdown. Now copy and paste this into a Word document and go through it once again, making edits and changes using your expertise as a plumber. You can use this method to create a lot of content for your website and social media very quickly and very effectively. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more like this, please like and subscribe, and also leave a comment in the comment section. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one.